Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Brian Mitchell Show on the Team 980 and the Radio.com app.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Brian Mitchell Show, Team 980, team980.com, and the radio.com app. Have a very good show planned for you today. Thurman Thomas, Buffalo Bills 1988 to 1999, and the Miami Dolphins in 2000 is going to join us. He's a Hall of Famer. He was the MVP of the league. He was the Offensive Player of the Year in 1991. Went to four straight Super Bowls, and good friend of mine. He's going to join us and talk about how he feels about his Buffalo Bills being back in the playoffs, and just see, you know, as a former player, I think one thing that people don't get sometimes, former players, they have a lot of pride in the franchise, especially if they had a lot of success. And I think people automatically, this is the new age where everything is hate. It's not hate. It's just the fact that, you know, you want to see people put into it what you put into it. You want to see a level of success. And I think that's how I want to see if Thurman feels that way, because, hell, I had a lot of pride watching the Washington football team win the East this year, getting to the playoffs. Didn't do everything we expected, but I had that pride because they were the NFC East champion and in the playoffs. And then at 1:15, Matt Money Smith will join us, voice of the Chargers, and he will talk about Phillip Rivers and a lot of things around the NFL. You know, he's the voice of the Chargers, so he can tell us about Phillip, but also Drew Brees. Those two guys are leaving the game. Is the league going to have people to be able to step up and live up to the hype that those two guys had? And we'll get into some of the Caps talk later on. You know, four guys, nobody has tested positive, but they broke the protocols. They're sitting around each other. And I'm kind of in a situation with that where I'm troubled, because I traveled for 14 years in the NFL, traveled for 4 years in college. And I wonder if I was told to sit in my room and not visit any of my friends, could I have done it? You know, I think it'll be tough as hell. You know, and I think we'll hear some people who will get pissed at it, this, that, and the other. But you're practicing with those same guys. You're traveling with those same guys. And once I get into the hotel, I have to ignore them. So I got to lay in my room and FaceTime my man or something like that. So that is strange. I understand. But if I am practicing with you every day, and I'm sure we come in contact with each other, what's the difference if I'm sitting in a room? So I can play with you all the time. I can be physical. Guys can punch me. I can punch you. We can pull each other's shirts over each other's head, slam each other into the ice. But then all of a sudden, if I sit in a room with you and I happen to not have on a mask, I have to miss games based off of that fact. I don't understand it. It's kind of strange to me.
And you know, when they score goals, they're always hugging each other in that little tight-knit circle.
They damn near kissing distance when they score goals.
What's the difference?
That's where I'm at with it. But, you know, the thing for me is I try to understand the things that are put in place. But then you start looking at things, you go, okay, so this, when they're breathing hard as hell, right up to each other, is better than people sitting in the room. If one has the foot of the bed sitting there talking, one at the other foot at the head, and one at the other foot, and they may have a table and they're playing cards. They're farther away than they are when they're on the ice. But the rules are the rules, and sometimes you have to follow them, and we'll try to figure those things out a little bit later on as well. But I just think ultimately there are a lot of things going on, but we're going to try to get into it. And just like now, let's get into it.
Mitchell's going to return it. 5, breaks the tackle to 40. He may go. It's over. It's a touchdown for Mitchell.
Mitchell from the 10. Mitchell! Can he go 90? He can!
It's time for B-Mitch to take the opening kickoff.
You know what? Normalcy. I think that's the thing about opening kickoff today. If you think about what has transpired since January 6th in the nation's capital, we have looked like a military state, basically. We've had more military people here that are in Afghanistan and other places around the world. It was over 25,000 troops. And I'm sure today, as people begin to see, I was looking last night when they were taking the fences down, and the buses were there to take a lot of the National Guard and different soldiers back. And a lot of people from different cities, police officers were here. I know the people from L.A., you didn't expect no snow, but hey, we just wanted to make sure you see how it happens over here. But ultimately, I think it's about normalcy. People want to get back to normalcy. And after the events of January 6th, I'm sure, you know, we talk about D.C. We were sitting there. Everybody around the country were looking at it. But the people that live here, they couldn't just ordinarily go places where they wanted to go. But I'm sure today, as they wake up and they see a lot of things moving out, they hoping that things get back to normal. Hell, let's think about, for some people, you just want things to get back to what it was 4 years ago, okay? Maybe 2 years ago, you know? And I think as we look at this whole deal, you know, with the pandemic that we've been dealing with, and I think just that little talk that I threw out there just a moment ago as we discussed Ovi and crew, you know, and it was four of his friends, you know, all Russian guys that end up in this situation. But how abnormal is it to travel with your teammates and then once you get to the hotel, you have to get away from them? You could have flown there. You could have been on the train. You got on the bus to go from the airport or the train station to the hotel. But once you get to the hotel, all bets are off. That's not normal. It's not normal for anyone. You know, if you're practicing every day and you're sitting there traveling with the person, how far are they sitting apart on the plane, I wonder? You know, are they making them sit 6 feet apart? You know, is all that stuff in place then? But it sounds good to some people that say, well, when you get to the hotel, you cannot fraternize with your teammates. So you don't consider fraternizing with them on the airplane? You don't consider fraternizing with them. And I think a lot of people are looking just to get back to that. But it's going to take some sacrifice for us to do that. As crazy as it sounds, when I heard the stuff about Ovi, Samsonov, and crew, Kuznetsov and them, when I heard those things, I was like, oh, did someone test positive? Then they come back and say, well, no one has tested positive, but they broke protocol. And I started wondering, does this protocol make any sense? And a lot of stuff that we hear may not make sense, but if we just pay attention and take heed to it a little bit more, then all of a sudden I think things clear up and get back to where we wanted to be. The thing I say is this. As athletes, we are shunned a lot. We are not given a lot of credibility of a lot of things. But ultimately, a lot of people like to copy off of what we do. And if we can lead the way and make the sacrifice, I'm sure a lot of times the others will begin to follow. Yes, it's hard as hell. It doesn't make sense to me, too, and I understand, to travel on an airplane with somebody and then get to the hotel and you got to give them the Heisman. That means a stiff arm. Like, push them away and say, I don't know you. So we go from talking 4 or 5 feet away or closer on the airplane to when I get to the hotel, now the only way I can communicate is like you see our kids do. One is in the front seat, one in the back seat. They're not talking to each other. They're texting. So that's what you have to do once you get into the hotel. Now, I don't understand how that medically makes sense, but I'm sure somebody can explain it to me. But I think the ultimate thing is just that this has been a long time now. It's close, it's fast approaching to a year. And I think a lot of people are getting a little antsy. But I would say at that moment is when you begin to show that you do have a dedication towards something. When you get answered, you just have to think about it and pull back a little more. I guarantee you, if we take another 2 to 3 months and let's all of us do the right things and just listen to stuff that doesn't even sound like it makes sense to us, listen to it. Watch how quick things can begin to go better. It doesn't take the lifetime to get it done. It just takes a lot of us, most of us, to sit there and begin to do things in the proper manner. Let's listen to the experts for a moment. Instead of, I don't believe what you say, so I'm going to go out and do anything I want to do. I understand. It's a fight. Hell, looks like a lot of people working out. You don't want to get up in the morning and work out, but you do sometimes. So you don't want to put on your mask, but you do. You put it on, okay? You may not want to wash your hands, but you should. You may not want to spray some disinfectant or something around. You should. I walked into the studio, and I wiped everything down. They had the stuff already there for us. If you're going to provide it, why shouldn't I put it in use? It's just taking one extra step. You know, a lot of us lost friends. We lost loved ones. We've heard friends lose loved ones. And it's a troubling time. But you know what? When my dad died of a heart attack, I made a vow to work with the American Heart Association. I know how I felt. And I wanted to make sure others didn't feel that way. You know, and I still work with multiple places because I may not save everybody, but if I can alleviate one person of feeling how horrible I felt when my dad died of a heart attack, my mom had diabetes. That's why I work out so much and do all the things I do, and I try to go out there and help. And I think we all have to look at this in the same way because, see, this is the difference between the heart attack and the diabetes. Sometimes it's your genetics, and you can't do anything about it. But this is another thing that it doesn't make a difference who we are. It attacks everybody. White, black, Baptist, Protestant, Catholic, Republican, Democrat. Doesn't make a difference what the hell you are. You could be in shape, it can attack you. You could be out of shape, it can attack you. And I know a lot of people, we start off with the mindset, oh, you know, pre-existing conditions. But hey, you don't know if you have those conditions or not. Sometimes it's too late. So let's just try and make sure we think about each other and let's try to make sure that we can get past this thing because I want to be able to go back to a movie theater. I want to be able to go sit in the middle of a restaurant and be, what's up, man? How you doing? I want to be able to dap my homies up when I see them. I'm tired of this elbow crap, you know? I want to dap you up, pull you close, like, what's up, my brother? I miss you, man. You know, that type of thing. When you see people you haven't seen for a long time, you want to embrace them with a hug. You know, we want to be able to get there. So let's do the things they ask us to do. Although they may not sound like it makes sense, it makes sense. And let's also, if you get the opportunity, let's go. Get your vaccination. When it's my time, I'm going. And if anybody can say what you want to say, I'd rather try it and see what happens than don't do it at all and something else happen the other way. So that's our opening kickoff today. Now let's get back to some sports because I think that is just as much about sports as anything else because sports has not been normal. I need sports to be normal. So the way we get it back to being normal is we get this pandemic controlled and then we can move forward. This is the Brian Mitchell Show, Team 980, Team 980 app, team980.com, and the radio.com app. We're going to take us a quick break here. We get back. Remember, 12:30, Thurman Thomas, Buffalo Bills Hall of Famer, will be joining us. This is the Brian Mitchell Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Brian Mitchell Show on the Team 980 and the Radio.com app.
Welcome back, Brian Mitchell Show, Team 980, Team980.com, and the Radio.com app. And later on in the show, we're going to get into it because the rumors are out there, and I'm sure everybody is starting to think about it. Deshaun Watson, what would it take for you to be happy if they were to get him here? Or you think it's too much that they're asking? That will be a topic later on in the show. But we also have the AFC and NFC championship games coming up this weekend. We're going to see the Green Bay Packers take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We may have someone that has some familiarity, some involvement with that game call us either today or tomorrow. I don't know for sure yet, but I don't want to put the name out there just yet. They may be calling us. Have to pay attention to that phone over there. I gave them the numbers. But ultimately, we also have the Buffalo Bills, a team that lived in the playoffs in the 90s. They went to four straight. And I know people like to say, oh, they didn't win any, but it's hard as hell to go there four straight times. Hell, ask some teams, they can't get to the playoffs four straight times. Hell, they can't win eight games four straight years in a row. But that team was in the Super Bowl four times. I think that's an unbelievable feat. And a guy who had a lot to do that will be joining us a little bit later on in the show, Thurman Thomas. They're going to be taking on the Kansas City Chiefs. And when you look at the Chiefs right now, Patrick Mahomes is in concussion protocol. They had Chad Henne. He came into the game, and he said, anything is possible. That's Patrick Mahomes. Hurt in the locker room, can't be there, but still trying to motivate and push for his team as well as he could. But I'm looking at this thing now, and I think as much as both of the offenses have been on fire, and I look at Stephon Diggs. Stephon Diggs is a bad-ass dude, straight up. That kid was in Minnesota, was unbelievable. And then he goes to Buffalo, where it's not very easy to be a damn stellar receiver, especially a later part of the season when it gets rather cold up there. Andre Reed, former quarterback, I like to cheer for those guys. Andre Reed was a bad dude up there too, Hall of Famer as well, Buffalo Bills guy. But he had a stellar career. But with Stephon Diggs right now and Josh Allen are up there doing, it's some unbelievable stuff. But ultimately, we look at offense, and offense sells. You know, it sells tickets. It gets people to want to come. But the defense is what's going to make it happen for you. And I think Sean McDermott has that defense playing great. He was taught very well by Jim Johnson up there in Philadelphia. He went on from there, went down to Carolina. He was down with Ron Rivera for a moment. Then he gets a head coaching job. And I think you watch that team right now from last year and the year before to now, they are a totally different team. Yes, Kansas City went up there and beat them. I think early in the season, it might have been like 23-17 or 26-16-17, something like that. I'll try to pull up the score. But ultimately, it was not a blowout. And we've seen some games this year where Kansas City gets into the game and they seem to be in a funk. And I think that's a chance where if they're in a funk against Buffalo and Buffalo offense is on and working – yeah, they beat him 26-17. That was October 19th. But they're going to have to play. And the thing about it, the last time Kansas City played, and this is what I'm going to have to ask Thurman, are they prepared for? Kansas City went to Buffalo, and they ran the ball for over 200 yards in that game. They didn't throw the ball as much as we thought they would. It wasn't a situation where Patrick Mahomes was just tossing it around the yard. In that football game, Patrick Mahomes passed for 26 times. He completed 21 of them. But Clyde Edwards-Helaire had 26 carries, 161 yards. He didn't score a touchdown at all, though. Think about that. He didn't score a touchdown, but he had 161 yards. They also, from Patrick, Darren Williams, and Thompson and Hill, they added another 80-something yards of rushing. And when you can run the football like that, all the pressure goes to the offense. On the other side, Josh Allen was 14 of 27 for 122 yards. He had two touchdowns and one interception. They ran the football 23 times. They had 84 yards. When you look at this game now, I look at it and I believe that Kansas City is different now, but I damn sure believe that the Buffalo Bills are different. I think the Buffalo Bills are playing better on defense, and I think offensively now you can't just blitz and stack them up, because I think Josh Allen, being that he's a young guy, he's operating at a high level like a veteran player at this point. A lot of times when you're a young quarterback, what opposing defenses do, they say, we're going to blitz him. Because blitzing is not necessarily just because you're young. Blitzing makes you have to speed up your thought process. And most veteran quarterbacks, they've seen it, they understand it. So it's like a second nature thing to them, a reactionary type thing. But the young quarterbacks sometimes, they get so overwhelmed and they freeze. And I think early on this year, that's what Josh did. But as you watch this kid grow later on, he doesn't freeze now. It's like you blitz. And I tell a story about when I was in Philly when we played against Peyton Manning. And every time we blitz from a spot, it's like Peyton just closed his eye and threw the ball to that spot. And one of his receivers came right behind the blitzer. They beat us 47-7 in that game. I'm watching Josh Allen make those type of plays now. And then on top of it, you know, he's mobile. He's athletic. If everything breaks down, you're playing man against them, and your defensive backs have their back turned, and he happens to get out the pocket, he can hurt you. For a defensive lineman, the worst thing in the world is, I've kept this quarterback here. We're going to get him now. Oh, Lord, he broke it. Oh, we're man. And he's running up the field 20, 30 yards down the field on you. But when they get opportunities, Mr. Diggs is definitely making some things happen for him. Cole Beasley working in the slot. This game is going to come down. And I'm going to say it about all four teams. We got Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, and Josh Allen. We have two exceptional and elder statesmen, okay, that have done it for a long time. Then we have the next guy who's the face of the league, Patrick Mahomes. And you got Josh Allen, another guy who's starting to kick down that door, and he's now in that elite category range. Or he's just at the door about to knock on the door to the guy to get in there. So, but I don't think the game's going to come down to either one of them. I think what the game is going to come down to is what defense plays the best. What defense dictates to the other team. Aaron Rodgers seen it all. Tom Brady seen it all. Early this season, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were able to get the best of the Green Bay Packers. Will they be able to do it again? Tom Brady and his team, they were trying to learn the offense early on. They seem to have gotten it now. Will that team be able to go out there and do the things that they're capable of doing? You know, we saw there were some things the Washington football team did against them that I think if Green Bay can do the same thing, I don't know if the game would be the same way. They beat them 38-10 last time. Green Bay got up 10-0. And then Tampa Bay came in and reeled off point after point after point after point. They scored 38 straight points. And when you can hamper and hinder Aaron Rodgers like that, you have some big things happen. But on the other side of it, you're going to have the Kansas City Chiefs playing against the Buffalo Bills. And a guy who knows a lot about the Buffalo Bills, they got the Bills Mafia, and they're crazy. He's crazy, too. Joins us right now, Thurman Thomas, Hall of Famer, Buffalo Bills, 1988 to 1999. The guy was in the Pro Bowl. He was an All-Pro, MVP. He did everything you could probably do as a running back, and he's on with us. What's up, Thurman? How you doing, man?
I don't know, man. I'm laughing, man. Well, I
got to
be crazy, man.
Dude, listen. As I sit back now, Big Bro, and I think about it, anybody that plays pro football and love it, you crazy.
Yeah, you pretty
We all crazy.
Yeah.
You as a running back, you have, like, you don't want to have a car accident ever, okay? But you basically have 25, 30 of them every game. And you can't wait to play the next one.
Can't wait to play the next one. But like you say, you know, you love the game. You play the game for a reason since you were growing up. And, you know, at that position, you know, it's always, like you said, anywhere from 20 to 30 times. And I used to tell Jim Kelly all this, this all the time. I said, you know, when you drop back the pass, there's maybe 4 to 6 guys that are after you. Uh-huh. I say, when I get the ball, it could be about 11 of them that are after me. No matter which way I go, it's going to be 11 guys chasing me because I might break a tackle or two or whatever. And if I start gaining, everybody's on that field is trying to tackle me. So I don't want to hear you complaining about, you know, dropping back or you getting sacked or whatever. That's just part of the game. But when you play this position, be ready to get hit at every angle at any time.
There you go. 12,074 yards, 4.2 yards a carry as a career, 65 touchdowns, 472 receptions, and 23 touchdowns. This man, he did it. He did it at a high level. And Thurman, this is what I asked you. I was talking about this earlier. I say, as a former player, you have pride in the franchise, especially if you were a part of the glory days, and you definitely were a part of that. Looking at this team now and how they're playing and where they're at, how much pride does it give you?
Oh, tons of it. Tons of it, Brian. I mean, just from the fact that, you know, this is Sean McDermott's 4th year with the Buffalo Bills, and this has been his 3rd time in the playoffs, but this has been his 1st time in the AFC Championship game. If you look prior to that, we went 17 years without even making the playoffs. I mean, we barely had a record of 500 a couple of those years going 8-8. So to be a part of this and really – to have the AFC Championship game against the Kansas City Chiefs, which was our last AFC Championship game against some 20, 30 something years ago. I mean, it just brings back a lot of memories. And, you know, to be part of the Bills Mafia and to be part of the Buffalo Bills fans, you know, in the organization, you know, it's Thursday, and I've probably done about at least 20 to 25 interviews so far. So that's how big it is around the Buffalo area, but I think it's big around the country too, because all of a sudden we have a legit good football team that could go back to the Super Bowl back in Tampa, which was our originally first Super Bowl that we went to and lost against the New York Giants. So the atmosphere around here is crazy. Everybody's been really doing interviews. I just talked to Bruce Smith. He told me to tell you hi, by the way.
Cool.
You know, everybody's doing interviews. You know, CBS, NBC, everybody want us to be on their program, their pregame show and everything. So it's good for the brand and to be a part of this situation with Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean being the head coach and a general manager of this organization that has got us back to respectability. It feels great.
It also puts some money in your pocket. I'm sure some of those things do.
Hey, look, you know what? Bruce Smith have always said, you know, when they do well, we do
well. We do well.
And I can't believe that. I mean, if you look at over the course of the years of all these Super Bowls, man, I'm seeing, you know, guys like Andre Tippett. Andre Tippett didn't win a Super Bowl when he was with New England, but he said, you know what? Since the past 20 years, I've been going to these events. We've been in the Super Bowl. I've made so much money just off the field. And I'm like, you know what? That's right. It is exactly right. When they play well, the players that were before them, they do well going to do gigs and do corporation things, and we get paid. So it's a win-win for everybody.
Well, I hope everybody on the Washington football team that listens to this show understand what you just said. You all do well, we're going to do well too. But Thurman, Josh Allen, a guy who seems to be coming into his own right now. This year passed for over 4,600 yards or so like that. He had 37 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, 107 quarterback rating. Looking at him now from where he was, let's say 2 years ago.
Right.
How big a step has he taken?
He's taken a tremendous step. I mean, 2 years ago, I mean, I think his first year as a rookie, I think his completion rate was 52.2%, and that's what they were worried about. His completion rate, his accuracy, and I think the following year he went up to 58.5 or something. And this year it's been like around 70. So you look at a guy like this, and I'm sure – he hears all the stuff. Oh, he's not accurate enough. He can't lead this football team. Hey, you know what? As a player, you know what? You hear those things. You get pissed off about it, man. I've talked to Josh a lot this year. I'm going to tell you something. He's a big old kid. He's from California, but grew up in Wyoming. Went to college there at Wyoming University. I tell you what, he has, and this is no lie, how great he has been this year, and really the 3 years off the field here in the Buffalo area, in the city of Buffalo. I think at this point right now, and even though Jim Kelly is a legend, he has really almost replaced Jim Kelly.
Wow.
And let me tell you, that's something hard to believe. It's something that we talk about on our text group message with myself, Jim, Bruce, Andre, Darryl, Will Wolford, and a couple of other guys, Cornelius Bennett. Mm-hmm. And Jim said, that's fine with me. As long as they win Super Bowls and continue, and he continues to lead this football team, that's fine with me. And we all agree with that, too. I mean, it is – I thought I saw a lot of 12 and 34 jerseys around here in 78. 17 has taken over Buffalo. Trust me. He is a kid, and I tell you what, he's a great kid. If you ever have the opportunity to sit down and talk to him, man, you're just going to look at this kid and be like, man, this kid, he wants to be great. But then again, he wants to do well off the field, too, as far as helping charities or whatnot. And his grandmother passed away a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And he has a foundation with the Oshai Foundation Hospital here in Buffalo. And they're almost at $1 million.
Wow.
They're almost at $1 million. And I love the guy. I'm glad he's on our football team and glad he's going to be here and be the Buffalo Bills quarterback for the next 10 or 15 years.
Well, you got to have a weapon when you're a quarterback. And Thurman Thomas from the Buffalo Bills Hall of Famer joins us here on the Brian Mitchell Show, Team 980, team980.com, and the radio.com app. You have to have a weapon. And Stephon Diggs comes in town. And for receivers, sometimes once it gets a little cold in Buffalo, it kind of – your success rate goes down. But this young man has been outstanding this year, and he and Josh seem to be like two little kids just having fun out there. How good has he been for the Bills?
He has been great. I tell you what, you know, you heard all the things, and I'm sure you probably heard, and a lot of people probably heard how he was a problem in Minnesota, you know, not really wanting to be a team player or what have you. You know what? Some of that may be true, but if you're a wide receiver and you're like Randy Moss and Jerry Rice and all the other guys, T.O., you want the football, right?
Exactly.
You want the football. So I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but you know what? They saw it as it being a problem. And ever since Brandon Bean has made that trade during the offseason, I have heard nothing but outstanding things about Stephon Diggs. I haven't met him because of the pandemic. I haven't been able to go over there, but I have heard nothing but great things from guys like Jerry Hughes, guys like Micah Hyde, Jordan Poyer, and even Josh Allen. The guy has been a tremendous teammate from the time that he's got here and all the way up to now. And you know what? They don't really have a running game, and they're relying on Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs to carry this football team. And you know what? For the first time in my career, I'm with that. I'm all with that. They don't need a running game. If the running game is going to be there, it's going to be because of Josh Allen getting some yards in the scramble or whatever. But these guys have been potent all year long. I mean, his first year here, he set a franchise record for most reception and receiving yards. So he's been an outstanding player on and off the field here for the Buffalo Bills. And I'm sure glad we got him for the next 5 to 6 years because the guy has made a difference with this football team, him and Josh Allen.
Thurman, also talking about running games, and I think when you look at the last time that these two teams faced, Kansas City basically ran the football at will. And I think I look at the defense of Buffalo now and also Kansas City, they both are playing better. I've said earlier that I believe that this game is going to fare out based off of how well each defense plays. How well has the defense gotten against the run since that first Kansas City game?
Well, I tell you what, Brian, last week against Baltimore when they played the Ravens here, I think the first four or five plays were running plays for the Baltimore Ravens, and they ran the ball right down our throat. And I looked at my son, I was like, God, I hope it don't be like this the entire football game, because if it is, we might not be going to the AFC Championship football game next week. But after that first drive, Brian, they buckle up. Leslie Frazier, who I'm sure you know,
him and Sean McDermott
got together, and man, I guess immediately they went to Plan B, and Plan B worked. It worked tremendously, and I know things have changed over the course of that time when Kansas City came up here and ran for over 200 some yards. But you know what? I think this is a different This is a different defense now. We have Matt Milano, who has missed a couple of games out. When you have a guy that is mobile, that can cover tight ends, that can cover wide receivers, able to put him in a lot of different situations. You know, it's going to be tough. You know, I don't know if Patrick Mahomes is going to play or not, and how good he's going to be out there, and is he going to be stable enough? I just don't know with the concussion protocol, but I think one of the things that you have to look at is that Josh Allen threw for 122 yards in that game.
Yep.
122. That was in week 6 or 7. Josh Allen has continued ever since that game to get better every single week. Completion rate is high. Interceptions are low. He's not rushing the ball as much as he used to. So I think it all falls on the offensive side of the ball. I think the defense can hold up just as well as they did last time. I mean, it was only until the fourth quarter, it was only about a 6-point lead that Kansas City had. So it wasn't a blowout. So I just think the defense, stay solid, create some turnovers, but I really think it falls on Josh Allen and that offense that he had to throw for more than 122 yards.
We have a guy here in town, Antonio Gibson, on the running back, came from University of Memphis, and he's about 6 feet. He runs a 4.3 something, about 226. And I talk a lot to him about running behind his pads and also self-scouting. I did an interview with Julie Donaldson this morning about him. How important is it for a running back, you know, to self-scout? Because Ernest Bynum told me, say, hey, man, every time you go right, you're looking right before the snap. He say, a linebacker going to see that, they're going to hit you right in your head. And I got hit, and I started, like, looking around. He said, dude, you're looking so much, now you're going to make yourself dizzy. But how important is it to self-scout to make sure you're not giving off tips to a defense?
Oh, it's the national – It's not college. I mean, in college, you can probably point that way and say, I'm going that way, and it'll probably still work. In the pros, you can't do that. In the pros, you can't do that because guys have been in this league, coaches – have been in this league, and they study film to a T. I remember talking to Bill Parcells, who was the head coach of the New York Giants, and actually was at some award show. And I used to always, like, point to a certain side or do a certain thing. And he said to me, he said, you know what? You're kind of confusing me a little bit. I said, what you talking about, coach? I said, sometimes you point over here, but you go the opposite way. But sometimes you point in that direction and go that direction. I said, well, you know, I just have to have my advantages of what I want to do. It's not I'm pointed at that person or that player or whatever. I'm just trying to make you aware that I'm going to be doing a lot of different things. I'm going to be doing hand signals just for you guys to kind of throw you guys off. And so that is very important, man, when you're going out there and knowing that you're going to be put in a position to make some plays and to do some things, but not tip these guys off. These guys are professionals in a National Football League. They see that, they'll sit there and run that play back 10, 15, 20 times. Just to try to figure out what you're pointing at and what you're looking at. So, yes, it's very important that you definitely do those things, like you said.
And before I let you go, man, the Buffalo Bills win if?
What's that?
The Buffalo Bills win the game if. Finish that sentence.
The Buffalo Bills win the game if Josh Allen throws for over 300 yards.
All right. Gotcha. Well, man, I appreciate you giving me some time, and congratulations to your Bills. And are they going to Kansas City and be jumping off the top of stuff and breaking tables and all that? Because these dudes are crazy, man.
Well,
have you ever got out there with them and tried any of that stuff?
In the Arrowhead parking lot, I'm sure somebody's going to be jumping on them. Hey, dude, we've been waiting for this opportunity for a long, long time. And let me tell you, we get to the Super Bowl and we win the Super Bowl, hell, I might have to jump off a tree and into a table. So, going to be crazy.
Bring a mattress with you.
Yeah, these fans have deserved it. They waited a long time for this. And so I would definitely, hopefully, and pray that there will be some tables jumped off.
And you need to have a mattress. If you do it, have a mattress under that table. You need something soft to land on, brother. Man, I appreciate you, man.
Something soft there and a lot of fluids.
You know that. Have something running through the veins. But, man, I appreciate you, Thomas. Thank you, man.
All right, man. Love you, brother.
All right, love you too, boy. Take care, man. It's Thomas. Hall of Famer from the Buffalo Bills. Played there from 88 to 99. As I said, this dude was fantastic. When you look at a guy who averaged 4.2 yards a carry for a career, over 12,000 yards, 472 receptions, 23 touchdowns receiving, 65 rushing. He was an All-Pro. He's on the 1990s All-Decade teams in the Bills Wall of Fame. His number is retired up there. Just says a lot about somebody, and he's dedicated to his craft. I want you to think about this, though. He tore his ACL in college. Did not get the surgery because guess who he had backing him up? Barry Sanders. And he kept running and still got to the league and was able to put that much into it. If you put the work in, you can have some success at the other end. So anybody out there listening that got any kids playing ball, make sure they understand. You don't accomplish things without working. Make sure you work. This is the Brian Mitchell Show, Team 980, Team980.com, and the Radio.com app. We'll be right back.
Here's what's trending on the Team 980.
All right, other things that are trending around the sports world. The Washington Wizards have their sixth game in a row postponed against the Bucks, and the players wanted this game to be postponed because they haven't practiced a lot. Chase Hughes, we talked to him yesterday about this exact thing. So go to the Radio.com app, go to the Radio.com rewind feature, and go back and make sure you listen to that. Also, the Caps, they brought up goalie Craig Anderson and also Connor McMichael as a forward to make sure they can have on the taxi squad because we have Samsonov, Ovi, Kuznetsov, another person, they may not be able to play. So these guys are on the taxi squad just in case they have to go out there and play against the Sabres tomorrow as they have their home opener. That's what's trending around the sports world.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Brian Mitchell Show on the Team 980 and the Radio.com app.
Hi, welcome back to the Brian Mitchell Show. And sometimes when we plan a show, you know, we have to check the pancakes. And this is one of those times when you have to check the pancakes. Dan Campbell, former tight end, also was a tight ends coach and assistant head coach with the Dolphins. I remember in 2015 he took over as the interim coach for the Dolphins. Also was on the staff with the Saints up until I think last year, where he was basically the assistant head coach to Sean Payton and also the tight ends coach. But ultimately, a lot of times when coaches go in and they're hired, they come in with a mindset. And as you've heard me say before, if that's who the coach is, that's who he needs to be. If you're a hard ass, be a hard ass from day one. If you soft, be soft from day one. Don't try to change later on. Be all the way through it. Be who you are. But I hope to God for the city of Detroit, okay, that Dan Campbell is exactly who he is when he spoke to the media today. And I also hope that his team follows it. We always say, coach players take on the personality of the coach. Well, if they take on the personality of this coach, Detroit is going to be a team that's going to bring a lot of fire. Take a listen.
This place has been kicked. It's been battered. It's been bruised. And I can sit up here and give you coach speak all day long. I can give you, hey, we're going to win this many games. I can't. But none of that matters, and you guys don't want to hear it anyway. You've had enough of that. So excuse my language. All right. Here's what I do know is that this team is going to take on the identity of this city, all right? And the city's been down, and it found a way to get up, all right? It's found a way to overcome adversity, all right? And so this team's going to be built on, we're going to kick you in the teeth, all right? And when you punch us back, we're going to smile at you. And when you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off, all right? And we're going to stand up, and then it's going to take two more shots to knock us down. All right, and on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap, and we're going to get up, and then it's going to take three shots to get us down. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you. Before long, we're going to be the last one standing. All right, that's going to be the mentality.
It's going to be a lot of body parts missing. I just tell you that. But, you know, I just thought it was funny as hell. But most coaches come up there, and they give you the, yeah, this is what we're going to do. He came straight in. Listen, I'm going to tell you what he's saying. We've been soft as cotton. Okay, we've gotten our asses kicked, and we allow people to beat us over and over again. But no, the only way you're going to be on this football team is you're going to be a fighter. If somebody knock you down, they may whoop your ass. But you know what? You get back up and fight and make sure that they understand they were in a fight. I think that is what this man is trying to tell you. We're going to change the mindset of this football team. Let's think about this. Detroit drafted receiver after receiver after receiver after receiver after receiver. And they thought that they were going to become a great team. Yeah, you can end up with a football player and a receiver. But you can't draft a receiver every year, 5, 6, 7 years in a row, and expect that to build some level of intensity and mindset. Look at the San Francisco 49ers. They went D-line, 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 D-line. What happens in that situation? All of a sudden, the D-line's so good, they start beating up on the offensive line in practice. What happens? The offensive line fights back. This year, we talked about our offensive line. We didn't think our offensive line was going to be great. But all of a sudden, we sit there and we have a defensive line. They started whipping up on an offensive line. The offensive line played a lot better this year than we ever thought they would play. So I say this. When you want to build the mindset he's discussing, let's look for his draft this year. He better not draft a receiver. He better draft one of those big uglies. Somebody who can go out there and enforce that type of mindset. But I love it. I love the fact that he's coming in. I bet you his defensive players right now are probably running through walls. They're losing their minds because they want to play for somebody like that. Now, if that's not his person, his true personality, he just wasted his time and everybody else's time. Because if he goes in there and he just changes completely and becomes this soft dude, they're going to run over him. But if he is the way he presented himself today, Tough Man Dan, that's what we're going to call him, TMD, Tough Man Dan, I think you're going to get ready to see the Detroit Lions start playing some hard-nosed ball, and they're going to be ready to fight you. And he's not necessarily saying bite them, take their kneecap off. It's just that we're going to play you. We're going to bring force with force. We're going to compete. We're going to compete with your force by bringing some level of force that you're going to realize we are not backing down. And I think if he does that, I'll be happy for him. But I was thrilled to hear somebody give me the true assessment of what they feel instead of giving me a bunch of BS.
Like we're going to bite a kneecap off.
When they get hired. Let's take us. I want to find a 301-230-0980. I'm going to throw two things out there. And after we talk to Matt Money Smith at 115, we'll go back to the call. Deshaun Watson, those rumors have been up there about him possibly coming here and what they're asking for. I want to get your thoughts on that. And also, just what you just heard from Mr. Dan Campbell. That's the way you want your coach to come in? Or you would rather him come in being reserved or whatever? Just let me know. 301-230-0980. This is the Brian Mitchell Show. Taking your phone calls. Dan Campbell, you want a coach to kick the door down? And Deshaun Watson, what will you give up to get him here? We'll be back.